We're in Brachot Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, the two dots in the middle of the page. Amar Mar, Im Ayu Banav Uvnevetok Tanim, Mutar. We said that if the people in bed with him are minors, so then he may read Shema with them under the covers. That kama, to what age is that okay? Amar Rav Chista, tinoket bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, v'tinok ben tet shanim v'yom echad. Rav Chista says, a girl once she's 3 years and a day, a boy once he's 9 years and a day. That's the time that they're already considered mature enough that their limbs are called an erva, and it's prohibited to say anything holy in when their limbs are uncovered. Ika da'amri, there's another opinion, which is how the Rambam paskins and the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Tinoket bat yudalev shana v'yom echad, a girl from 11 years old in a day, v'tinok ben 12 shana v'yom echad, and a boy from 12 years old in a day. Now, from 12 and 13 years old for a boy, 12 for a girl, and 13 for a boy. So then, it's usher. The question is, what about the year beforehand? So then, if they matured physically, so we'll see that in 1 second. Idi v'idi at kedei she'adayim nachonu usareich tzimeach. Both of them were talking about when they reach the point where they start maturing physically. Once they start maturing physically, so then we say that's the time where if they're maturing, so then they're attractive. If they're attractive, so then if their limbs are uncovered, that's called erva, and it would be prohibited to say anything holy in their presence. So we say that what makes a girl attractive is when she develops as a female, when her body starts developing. So even the point isn't that he's attracted to her. The point is, from what point does her body start being called an erva? I mean, the Torah says you may not say anything holy in the presence of erva, of something that should be covered that's uncovered. So your wife is doing the baby's diaper. What are you going to say? That's erva? No, that's not erva. So under 3, everyone agrees. The question is between 3 and 11 for a girl or 12 for a boy. Do we say, being that physically they've developed a minuscule amount, at 3 years old, or 4 years old, or 5 years old, so their limbs are considered erva? Let's say you're doing a bris milah for a 5-year-old boy. You have to make a blessing on that bris milah. Can you make the blessing when he's uncovered, or do you have to put a blanket over and make the blessing and then take it off and do the circumcision? So that would depend on these two shitas at 5 years old. So we say the halacha goes with this final opinion that they only start being called an erva from the time they start developing as male and female. Before they start developing physically, so then it's not called erva.
What does it mean, like, develop physically? They work one at a way, so you can see distinctively this word.
Well, developing physically means bringing pubic hair, means a girl's chest developing, means... Puberty, signs of puberty, yeah. That's what we're talking about. That the hairs that are hairs of puberty grow, and that the parts of the body that develop at puberty develop. Correct. Before bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah, it depends on the person. After bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah, even if they didn't develop, it's still prohibited. Amar le Rav Kana le Rav Ashi. Hatam amar Rav Afa gab de tuta de Shmuel hilchata kavatei de Shmuel. Hachamai. In the previous page, we saw that even though Shmuel was disproven, na halacha is like Shmuel. What do you say over here? Amar le atukulu b'chad amachta machtinu. What do you mean? There was the exception. When it came to putting tefillin under your head when you go to sleep, that's where we go with Shmuel, even though the halacha is like him. That even though the wife, we go with Shmuel, even though he was disproven, that even when his wife is in the bedroom, you may put tefillin there. But here, when we discuss two people sleeping under the covers, that Shmuel permits him to read Shema when his wife is there, and we disproved Shmuel. So then over here, the halacha is not like him. He was disproven. The rule is, wherever you have a ruling like Shmuel, the halacha is like him, and if not, so if he was disproven, he's disproven. He asked him, if some of his pubic hair is coming out of the clothing. Sometimes a person can wear clothing, there's a hole in the clothing, and his hair from the area of the erva is showing through that hole. You don't see anything but the hair. So he answered him, Rav Papa said, hair, who cares? Hair doesn't arouse anything, hair isn't an erva, hair is nothing. It's something that's immodest. Ideally, a person doesn't have hair showing through a zipper. But if he does, so that's not an erva, it would still be permitted to make a blessing there, etc.